First pack of Vesa, Mishnah Hebe. Shamayim and Mesalkim is at Shisim Beyontis. Still Matir Maplahasir. These Shisim were boxes of spices which had a cover which had generally had hinge on it. They kept it in place and was taken off the hinge to open it up, and then the cover was used as a display table. So the Shamayim says you now take them off because he holds the Chashash of Binyan and Stira and the Kli. We're talking about a case where there was a hinge. If there's no hinge, everybody would be Matir. It still permits it. The Gemara says that if there's a hinge on the top and the bottom, then that's the type of hinge which was used for permanent doors. So they still would not permit that here, even if your intent was to do it temporarily. But I think there's the Rabbanan that it's also. But if the hinge was in the center of this door, which was not the normal way of making a permanent hinge, it was just something to hold it from falling off. So over here, the Shami did not make a gzera to Asa putting back that hinge, because since this had a useful Torah Fiyantus. Shami Rema Ein Lajna Mr. Eli, the Katsiv Alav Bata, that you're not allowed to take this, the Rambam learns that Shadim is some type of big piece of wood which is used for crushing things. And even if you want to, even though you get the crushing even if you want to use it as a big piece of wood to cut meat on top of it, still also because it's muksa. They still matir, they permitted the Torah Yontif to use it. They shama yon remain noitlin mitzah obis ne'a dolfin like vienu and ki yishba kizayis bosa. You're now allowed to put, you shep in an animal, you now put the hide in a place where people are going to trample in it. By doing so, they prevent it from getting spoiled. But even chayish, this is the starting of the ma'abed of processing a hide, which is a deraisa. So here it's not a deraisa, but he was going on this also. Also, he held you shouldn't pick it up if it didn't have any flesh on it. He held it was muksa. If it had some meat on it, he could pick it up because he wanted meat. The still matirim, there's a myth in both cases because they were more lenient over here. If you're not going to let the not make this exaggerate, you're not going to let the person have people trample on the hide, then it's going to get rotten, it's going to rot, get spoiled, whatever, and people will not shech themselves on Yontif because they're afraid to lose the hide. So they make it very satirim to put that hide in a position that people will trample on it and then therefore prevent it from getting destroyed, damaged otherwise, and people will feel comfortable to shech on Yontif. This is a concept called mitoich, that even though the classic heter on Yontif is to make food that you'll eat on Yontif, over here it's tarich Yontif, you want to carry this child or a lulav, tarich mitzvah, says beisham it's also because it's not oichel nefesh, with the hisel matir, which is the way we paskin, and anything which is tarich Yontif is permitted, it doesn't have to be dafka oichel nefesh, anything, it's a need of the person for Yontif is permitted on Yontif.